Hey guys, Lady Luck here. I just love the fall season. Crisp mornings, pumpkin spice latte, and it's the best time to cozy up and play Spin Quest. They have over 1,000 different slots in all my favorite casino-style games. And they're running a deal for all new players, a $30 coin package for just 10 bucks. So this fall, grab your favorite blanket, visit spinquest.com, and download the app today.
Spin Quest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit spinquest.com for more details.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Welcome in, Ryan Porth in for Brayden Gall this morning, who is out sick. We hope Brayden starts feeling better and is back in here on Monday alongside former Titans and Ravens receiver Derek Mason on this big Friday before divisional round playoff game. Titans-Ravens tomorrow night, 7:15 at M&T Bank Stadium. Joined by another former Ravens receiver now on the line, Qadri Ismail. Qadri, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Absolutely. Pleasure to have the opportunity to speak to you guys.
So, Qadri, what would you say is the biggest reason why Lamar Jackson has become the MVP candidate that he is this season?
So, I think in the NFL, when you look at, you know, players coming into the league, they have their strengths. That's why, you know, they have the draft and they feel like, hey, these are certain measurables. This is how this certain player can fit on my team and blah, blah, blah. General manager talks to the coach. Coach talks to the position coach. They all kind of kumbaya, get together. And next thing you know, he goes out there and does his thing. With most rookies, you kind of lean on your strength and off you go. And then, you know, maybe year two, you sort of kind of address a little bit of your weaknesses. By the time you're in year three, now you should be able to see things that you otherwise would not have been able to see. And therefore, you're a professional athlete and off you go and having your career, good, bad, or indifferent. I think for Lamar, what I see and what I think has really been just an amazing revolution is just that in a one off season, he has put himself into position as a complete player that plays the position of quarterback. And really, you know, let me do the Michael Jordan, the ceiling is the roof. Come on, what up? You just keep going.
Now, Q, looking at John Harbaugh, he's been here for the longest, and he won a Super Bowl doing it one way with Joe Flacco on a historic run that Joe put up in the playoffs. And Baltimore, the first time they won a Super Bowl, they did it a certain way, playing great defense, running the football. This is sort of kind of out of the norm. And I know John has spoken about this nationally, how he wanted to, you know, we've done it for so long this way. We want to try and do it a different way. This is why we drafted Lamar Jackson. It was the last draft for Ozzie Newsome. Just go a little bit further with that and how he sort of went against everything that he was about his first, you know, 7-8 years there with Baltimore.
So I think part of what you do as a coach, a successful coach, is you adapt and change to the stimuli that's been given. And I think for the NFL, they want scoring, they want offense, they're going to change the rules. You're not going to be able to go and lunge at a player. You and I went across the middle. We made a living going across the middle as tough guys. Why? Because we knew the safety had unfettered access to the middle of our chest cavity. And if he missed and that hit went to the head, we got back up and off we went. We didn't understand about concussions. So if we got our bell rung or a ding to the helmet and we went to the sideline, hey man, give me some smelling salts and I will feel okay. That feeling of toughness, you know, is no longer there. You see defenders getting fined. You see, you know, even offensive players on a crackback block. They're put into a position where they can't necessarily, you know, just tee off on a guy. And so with the changes in the league, with the way the rules are constituted, you know, it puts a lot of premium on a quarterback to be able to throw the ball around. But I think for John and what you see in the playoffs and what we've seen from other teams is that when you have a strong running game, have a run game, it will travel. When you have a competent quarterback that can, you know, distribute the ball in critical positions and spots within that confines of the running game, then it's going to also, you know, give you a lot of fruit to be successful on. I think that's the key. When they shifted to Lamar, Joe goes down. Joe is a pocket passer. Joe was a guy that was, towards the end of his career, continually getting injured. It put a lot of pressure on the offensive line. In comes Greg Roman, and I think his offense, you know, is just a phenomenal offense and not necessarily receiver-friendly, but it's not necessarily receiver-poor either. And I think it gives, you know, a defense where the defense kind of gave the offense fits with all the zone dog and all the different looks as far as the blitz schemes. Mm-hmm. This puts the pressure back on the defense, and that's why I think, you know, it's a change that needed to be made, and it's genius on the part of on John to say, look, we're going to do it this way, come hell or high water.
Now, are you worried, that this team, because of how they ended the season, meaning the competition and then them not playing, because I'm sure you've seen plenty of times where teams have gotten it sold up, they're the number one seed, and then they rest guys. Is that a concern for you or the Baltimore fans that this team together hasn't really played in the last 2 or 3 weeks?
It is a concern if it was a team that was undisciplined, not focused, and they didn't, again, have a head coach that's been there, done that. While he hasn't had a number one seed in the playoffs, yet we get that. But I think the way they've gone throughout his tenure here, you know, they've gone on the road and played playoff games, won playoff games on the road, had playoff games at home. I think they recognize, you know, what's at stake. I think at the same time, one of the elephants in the room that Lamar recognizes that last year against the LA Chargers, he felt like he played his worst game, and that kind of stuck with him. I think that was part of the reason why he became the quarterback in the offseason that he became, is because he's like, you know what? Skip all this. I'm going to make sure that this doesn't happen again. I will not be ill-prepared. So they are 14-2. They're in a position now where they can advance to the AFC Championship game. I just don't see them, you know, just blindly, you know, sitting back, resting on their laurels because they feel that they've accomplished something. You know, what did you accomplish? Okay, you're 14-2. Okay, you had the greatest regular season in Raven history, but that's cool. All I know is the 2012 and 2000 team, you know, they kind of polished their rings and people love them for it. You got to go ahead and finish the deal.
Former Ravens receiver Qadre Ishmael is the co-host of the Purple pregame and postgame up in Baltimore, joining us here on Morning Drive. And Qadre, before we let you go, you spoke of John Harbaugh, the fact that he's been there and done that. But, you know, even 2 years ago, John was someone who was very much on the hot seat up there in Baltimore. In his 12th season now with the Ravens, how has he been able to kind of change that message and continue to get buy-in from that Ravens locker room to the point where they're now 14-2 with the number one seed in the AFC?
When you have a team that believes in you, you play hard for your coach. I think when you look at teams, say the Giants, the Browns, name some other teams, you know, the Cowboys, name teams that have fired their head coaches, somewhat the Carolina Panthers, but, you know, Ron Rivera, I think he's kind of in that John Harbaugh category. But when you have injuries and they just all of a sudden, it's kind of crazy, they just had this slew of injuries. Like I said, Joe Flacco being the number one guy that was like, oh, boy, what happened? I think for them, they never gave up on John. John never gave up on them. The competitive fire that you still had was evident because you make the playoffs with a new quarterback, but you have some of the same pieces there. That's because you have a competitive want to. You go ahead and get some pieces in the play, Marcus Peters. You add in guys, and now you go away from big name players like a Terrell Suggs and Eric Weddle, and now you still have a 14-2 record. But the competitiveness, the mindset of preparing yourself, even in those lean years, it was still there. So I think that's what separates Don and why he's still Baltimore Ravens head coach.
Qadre Ishmael has been our guest here on Morning Drive. Qadre, thank you so much for joining us here on the show this morning, and enjoy the game tomorrow night.
Appreciate it, fellas. Yeah, I know this to be true, that Derek is going to have his purple underwear on. Go Ravens.
I didn't know Derek had purple underwear.
Hey, man, you can't be putting that out there, Q, man. man, enjoy the game tomorrow.
Appreciate it, fellas.
Yep. Thanks, Qadre. I didn't know you had purple underwear.
Hey, man, I'm telling everybody that, man.
Do you have light blue underwear?
Hey, man, I got all colors. Yeah.
But do you have two-tone blue underwear?
Does anybody have two-tone blue?
I don't think so.
Yeah, me either.
Well, maybe.
Yeah?
I'm sure there are some Titans fans out there that have two-tone blue underwear.
I'm sure there are.
Or undergarments, whatever it may be.
Yeah, they have Titans written across the kind of the band part.
I thought you were going to go somewhere.
No, man.
A little backside. A little Titan logo
Titans.
On there.
Say Titan up.
Titan up
say
on Henry.
Say Henry on the back.
22 on the thigh leg.
Man. You know, speaking of Tennessee, the Titans, and we're kidding about, two-tone blue and all this other stuff. I saw a photo yesterday that a friend of mine who ironically is a Baltimore transplant. She came here from Baltimore for work. I knew her back in the Baltimore days. She's a huge fan. Her family's a huge fan of the Baltimore Ravens. And she took a picture, and I don't know exactly where it was, but the lights were lit up in 22 on this big building that they were doing construction on.
I believe it was the Pinnacle Building downtown.
Was it?
Yep.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, people are buying in. The fans are excited here.
I mean, the TV ratings were what it was in the heyday. Mm-hmm. I mean, the TV ratings for the Patriots game were what, close to a 40?
Yeah.
In this market?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, holy smokes.
You haven't seen that in a long time.
If tomorrow night's game is a close game, mm-hmm. and the Ravens don't run away with it in the first half,
mm-hmm.
it might exceed 40.
I think it will.
I mean, this town is as energized about this team as they have been since the last time the Titans played the Ravens in the divisional round of the playoffs mm-hmm. back in 2009.
And that's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll continue this conversation coming up next. If you have any questions for D-Mace on the Titans-Ravens game, text us at 615-737-1025. We'll get to some of those texts coming up next. And the importance of Ryan Tannehill to this game. Don't forget Terry Crisp coming up at 8:30 to talk about the Preds and Blackhawks game from last night and Pecorine actually scoring a goal. More Morning Drive coming up next. I'm Ryan Porthen in for Braden Gall alongside D-Mace. It is Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. I just love the fall season. Crisp mornings, pumpkin spice latte, and it's the best time to cozy up and play Spin Quest. They have over 1,000 different slots in all my favorite casino style games. And they're running a deal for all new players, a $30 coin package for just $10. So this fall, grab your favorite blanket, visit spinquest.com, and download the app today.
Spin Quest is a free to play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit spinquest.com for more details.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.